This is Snowman in the Morning.
Holy on smoke!
Where true sports talk lives.
I like him. He's silly.
Bottom of hour two, presented by Monkey Knife Fight, third fastest growing fantasy prop game site in the world. Go to monkeyknifefight.com, a proud partner of Snowman in the Morning, and also check out snowmandigitalmedia.com, as well as the debut coming up on my birthday, no less, of SDM Sports Radio. I have a very dear friend. I discovered his show by accident. It became a guilty pleasure, and now it is daily listening and watching. Please help me welcome the man in charge of the Rod Peterson Show, the man himself, Rod Peterson. He joins me right now on the Monkey Knife Fight Hotline. How are you, my friend? A pleasure to have you.
Hey, Snowman. Happy Friday. Freedom Friday.
Yes, indeed. Freedom Friday. What's been, besides you working as hard as you are, the show is absolutely fantastic. I am a subscriber to all the YouTube clips, and y'all just do a great job with the Rod Peterson Show.
I appreciate it, Brian, and I'll be honest, we're pretty excited because this is our third week. We're coming to an end of our third week on national television on Game Plus Network, which is available throughout Canada and America. So it was one thing to be on Facebook Live. It's quite another to be on national television. And I can tell you, when our producer calls a team to book a player and says, oh, you're going to be on national television, they tend to perk up a little faster.
Yeah, so, they do.
It's gone very well.
That's great. That's great. Game Plus is where you can check out the Rod Peterson Show, as well as Facebook Live. That's how I find you. I found you on Facebook, but someone brought a point to me, and I want to get your thoughts on this. You know, the whole ballyhoo with the Washington Redskins changing their name and the bombshell that dropped within. Then I get a word that the Edmonton Eskimos are changing their name.
Yes. Well, you are probably familiar with TSN. It's Canada's version of ESPN. And their Edmonton reporter, Ryan Rashad, confirmed a story yesterday that I broke last Friday, that the Eskimos will indeed be changing their name. And it's actually very similar to the Redskins story, because sponsors are forcing the Eskimos to change their name, just like sponsors have forced the Redskins to change their name. It's not as, like in Canada, the Eskimo community is an Inuit community, and they were formerly called Eskimos. They don't like being called Eskimos anymore. And but they weren't the ones forcing the decision on the name.
Yeah.
It was sponsors like Boston Pizza and Bel Air Direct, which is an insurance company. So it's almost frightening a little bit for somebody that works in the sports and entertainment business that sponsors would force this, not necessarily the community or group that they're offended for.
Right. Right, but here we are in the 21st century. You know, nicknames are being changed all the time. And I first, you know, started following this story way back in 2005. Me being from Chicago, one of the college teams I follow, the Illinois Fighting Illini, and their original logo was Chief Illini Wear, and that went away. But now they have celebrations every year. But it seems like, Rod, there are teams. It seems like with the Redskins changing their name and the Eskimos changing their name, there's a Pandora's box that's about to be kicked wide open.
Well, I guess so. Or it might end here. I don't know how much of a hockey fan you are, Brian. You and I never really talked about that in our visits. But if you recall last fall, Maple Leafs in Toronto, their head coach Mike Babcock was fired because of what they deem mental abuse of a player, which led to Calgary Flames getting rid of their coach because of racial comments 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all sitting there going, okay, here we go. Look out. This is the tip of the iceberg. And we never heard any more about it.
Right.
And we really haven't since that since November. But I do have to say this, and it's a topic that we will be discussing on my show today. Hopefully you can join. A former Canadian Football League player by the name of Kamau Peterson, he played at New Hampshire, said this had to happen. The Eskimos had to change their name, as the Redskins as well, because people aren't mascots, period. And that really got me thinking, Brian.
Yeah.
Cowboys are mascots.
Yep.
The hockey team where I live are the Regina Pats. They were named after a war battalion in World War One out of this city with Canadian Armed Forces.
Mm-hmm.
That's after people. So,
I mean, you can go right down the line. People and animals are mascots. And two examples in this house: the San Francisco 49ers, of course, named after the Gold Rush, and of course they were the Baltimore Colts, and now the Indianapolis Colts. So you saying that, you know, is going to spark a major discussion, and I'm going to try my best to be a part of that discussion. But you bring up a very valid point.
And I don't know what the answer is. Where are we going from here? And it's funny because a friend of mine yesterday who lives in Calgary said maybe we should just eliminate team names and just go by the city name.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, that's great. What happens when the Jets play the Giants?
Yeah. Yeah. Or what happens
New
when
York
the Chargers...
versus New York.
Yep. Or what happens when the Rangers play the Islanders? Or the Chargers play the Rams?
Exactly.
How do you
Man,
figure that?
Why are we in this mess?
I truly wish I had an answer to that question. I truly wish I had an answer to that, because it just seems like when this mess started, it seems like there's more questions than answers.
Isn't that always the case? It's similar to the pandemic.
Yeah, you know,
people want an answer to when we're going to get back on the field. And I had a guy on my show yesterday by the name of Joe Womack, joined us from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He used to work for the Redskins, but I got to know him in the Canadian Football League. And I said, how do you feel about the fact the players haven't been paid yet in the CFL, which we believe is unconscionable?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it's hard to pin blame on anybody right now when nobody knows the answers to this situation. And I thought that was a pretty good response.
Yeah, that's a great response. That's a great response. 6 weeks in, I believe, in the CFL, and no one's been paid yet. That also got my attention. Now NHL is on the verge of coming back. They're starting back up in August. My Blackhawks are playing the St. Louis Blues. But at the same time, it's got to be in the back of your mind, Rod, that something may happen with one more spike that'll shut sports down again. Or, as you said, this could be the end of the line and we could start getting back to normal.
But who knows? I mean, sometimes I wonder why I care so much, because I'm not drawing a paycheck from a team anymore. And we've managed now 127 days of the pandemic with no games to talk about just fine. You're still on the air. Why am I as offended for the teams and defending them to the society that I am? I don't know. We're out of it.
Yeah.
But some days you just want to pack your tent, go, you know what? Okay, let's just sit on our butts for the next 2 years and do nothing. Is that what you want? And maybe some people do.
I'm not one of them. And I know you're not one of them.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
I do.
For those that say sports isn't a priority, my guess is they don't have kids at home out of school. They don't have a lot of the pressures or just the perspective that a lot of people that have been hit the hardest by coronavirus have. Now, I understand I don't have anybody around me that's vulnerable, so that's why I'm pushing the return to play model. But, man, you get a backlash from people that don't like that concept.
They don't like that concept. I mean, I say the same thing. And I've always said on this program, and I put a caveat in front of it, I want people to return to play, but I want it to be done safely. I do not wish this virus on anyone. But at the same time, if there's going to be some normalcy, it's just got to be out there. It's got to happen. And I love your point that you said the CFL must play at all costs.
For a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, the players need to get back to where the players need to play. The coaches need to play. The popcorn vendors need to sell popcorn. People need to work. That's that. And then the other one, which I'll probably be delving into on my show today, and if not today, my weekend column, and that is the out of sight, out of mind idea. Because I've had national reporters that they weren't rude about it, but they didn't agree with me when I said if the CFL doesn't play, they're going to be just pushed off the cliff in the conscience of sports fans that are already turning their attention to the NFL. For instance, we're excited for your reports on the Panthers once the NFL season starts up, if it starts up.
Yeah.
The NHL's playing. You just mentioned it. So if everybody else is getting back to play and the CFL doesn't, I'm sorry, there's a reason the phrase out of sight, out of mind exists. It's because it's true.
It is.
Although, again, I sit there and say, you know what? Why am I fighting about this? You know, you guys figure it out on your own.
I can tell you why you're fighting about it. It's the same reason I'm fighting about it. The passion's there. And you want us, we want to see some live, sports happening. It's what I said earlier in the week. It's the fan that's coming out more than any part of me. It's the fan that's coming out. And I talk with my wife about the Redskins changing their name. And I asked her, I said, is it wrong for me as a fan not to like the changing of the name Redskins? But she brought out a few more great and valid points about why the Redskins are being forced to change their name. You said the biggest one, and she repeated it. The sponsors are forcing the hand.
Yeah, well, that's not to say that they're right, but that's
right.
The reason. What's her other reason?
Well, it's like she said, we're moving into the 21st century now. And to fuse both of your points, the fans may have gone with it for such a long time, but now that it's thrown right in their lap of social consciousness, along with the push from the sponsors, you know, the change was inevitable to happen. And I know a lot of Redskin fans that are not liking this, but they're going along with it because they've been fans for a long time. So there are people on both sides of the fence.
And you're always going to be. That's what keeps guys like you and me in business.
Yeah.
You know? And we do usually try to take a side.
Yeah.
In this one, I haven't really, because I haven't experienced racism in my life. I haven't. I have experienced discrimination, different story, which I won't get into. And I know that doesn't feel very good. So that's why I can't have an opinion on the Eskimos, because I can't feel offended for somebody else, for another group. I don't really have an opinion on the Redskins either. I'll say this. You must be familiar with Don Cherry.
Yes.
This is a great example of how society's changed. He got fired in December, if you recall, because he referred to immigrants and new Canadians as "you people."
Yeah.
On his pulpit, as we call it, Hockey Night in Canada.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, on a Saturday night. And I grew up a fan of Don Cherry. Loved the man. Probably over the last decade or so, I could take or leave him. But the second I saw that clip and he referred to new Canadians and immigrants as "you people," I'm like, he's done.
Yep.
This is it. He's not getting out of this box. And the reason being, society has changed. You can't say those things anymore.
No.
And I got in some massive fights with NHL coaches that love Don Cherry. They say he's the greatest guy. I said, I'm sure that's true. You need to be inclusive. It's what he said about new Canadians that got him fired.
Mm-hmm.
But he wouldn't apologize, and he ended up out of a job. So.
Yeah.
Point being, Brian, society has changed. So maybe you and I need to get with it, I guess, in that Redskins, Eskimos don't fly anymore, you know? I got to think that that's going to extend to the Braves and the Indians and the Warriors.
The Warriors, the Chiefs.
I got to think that it will. Yeah, the Chiefs, which is unfortunate because there's a hockey team in Spokane, Washington, called the Spokane Chiefs, and they've been asked about their team name, and I just love the name and I love the logo. It's a wonderful franchise, and they said they've consulted with Indian bands in the area of the Pacific Northwest, and so far the native community doesn't have a problem with it.
That was my basic understanding. If the native community doesn't have a problem with the name, then the name shouldn't be changed. However, to be fair on both sides of the coin, if there is a problem that arises, the problem needs to be solved. And that's being fair on That's being fair on both sides of the coin. I have experienced racism and discrimination, but I'm also, I've also been taught by my parents and, you know, by my wife to be fair and look at both and look at both sides, you know. And why did it take so long for me to like really, really learn that? Well, when you're buried and battered with the racism and the discrimination for a long time, kind of takes you a while to dig out of that rabbit hole.
Oh, of course. And let me explain why. With me, I'm a person in recovery, 5 years sober, and diagnosed with 5 severe mental health issues, mental illnesses, depression, anxiety, OCD, ADD, and addiction. I call them the Fab Five.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been very vocal. I've been very vocal about that, and I speak on it across Canada, particularly to teams and to youth. Basically, if this is affecting your life at a young age, look at it, because I almost lost my life because of them. Well, because I've admitted to these mental health issues, I've been passed over for jobs, obviously the target of a lot of scorn and harassment.
Yep.
That I can deal with. But I kind of realized what it feels like to be a gentleman in your position, whereby you're not considered for a job because of a pre-existing condition.
Yep.
That you know, it doesn't feel very good.
No. No, it doesn't. I too battle depression and anxiety, and I too have been passed over for jobs just for those reasons alone. And like you said, it does not feel good at all.
No, but I've reasoned it in my own mind that, hey, before when I was an absolute raging alcoholic and nightmare, I was turning down jobs. Nobody knew the underlying. They thought I had my act together.
Right.
So here I am 5 years later, stronger than I've ever been. If those companies want to pass you over based on that, then it's their loss.
Yeah, and that's absolutely their loss. And they lost out on one of the best voices, one of the best people, and one of the best sports commentators, and a very dear friend of mine. That's the man in charge of the Rod Peterson Show. Rod Peterson back on Snowman in the Morning. Man, I can't wait to watch your show today, and I will do my best to get involved in some of your conversation. I love your show. It's a great time.
Well, let me just say this, Brian. I hope I'm not staying too long. But obviously, we have an open door for everybody, including yourself. We're hoping there's going to be an NFL season. And can I please ask you this, because I've been defending Cam Newton to everybody that doesn't like him. Everybody says, if he's so great, why did Carolina get rid of him? And my guess is the relationship just ripened and was time to split, similar to Tom Brady and the Patriots. But how would you answer that question?
It was time for him to go, and the new regime came in, looked at Cam Newton's history, especially with his injuries, like I said on your show. And after this past season, spending the last, I believe, 6 weeks on IR, they determined Cam Newton's finished and they cut ties. They are unsure of what Cam would bring to the team, even though it's the team that drafted him. And when you have that kind of uncertainty, especially heading into 2020, and they had signed Teddy Bridgewater at a cheaper rate, You go with what you have. So they felt it was time for Cam Newton to go, and they were unsure of his injury history.
Okay. Well, which you can't blame them.
No.
You know, but that's what I figured. But you're now our Panthers guy. And it's funny that, you know, you've been doing sports talk a long time. A lot of time we talk about things like the name issue. Not during this current time, but in the past, that people would write in and say, can you actually talk sports? Can you please talk sports?
Yeah.
Well, now I would love to now, and we can't. Not yet, anyways. I'm enjoying those haters haven't had anything to say because they've got no options. I'd rather be talking
down for it. You got to stick around. And please, go watch the Rod Peterson Show. It's a great time and a great conversation. Thank you for coming on, my friend. I truly appreciate it.
You're the best, Brian. Have a great weekend.
Cole Johnson and I will close things out after this.